Today, right around the world, children will be leaving a glass of milk and some cookies out for Santa with great hopes and expectations of the gifts that he'll leave under the tree overnight. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And look, that's nice, but you can't imagine a tradition that's A, more widespread around the world, and B, further from the truth of what this Christmas celebration is all about. We do the strangest things, we humans. We take the profound beauty of God's gift of his Son to all humanity to save us from our sins, and we morph it, twist it, into a cheap imitation, a celebration that for many a family is more of a burden than a celebration. We're trading diamonds for stones. We ignore the wondrous gravity of what Christmas represents. Why do we do that? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. The good news that we tell people may be hidden, but it's hidden only for those who are lost. The ruler of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They cannot see the light of the good news, the message about the divine greatness of Christ. Christ is the one who is exactly like God. The reason that society has watered down and twisted round the wondrous truth of Christmas is because they haven't seen the light, because they don't know Jesus, because the idea that he is who he says he is way too confronting to contemplate. That's why Christmas is about tinsel and trees, flashing lights and candy canes, Kris Kringle instead of Christ himself. Is there anything wrong with any of those things per se? Probably not. But if that's all Christmas is, then we've completely missed the point. Christmas is all about Jesus sent to this earth for you. That's God's word fresh for you today. My prayer is that you've been blessed through God's word again today. Your God loves you so much, so very, very much. That's why I'd love to send you this fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.